This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
GDP, unemployment rate, the Dow. Some economists think these numbers don't tell us enough about how real people are actually doing. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports on a Social Science Research Council report on human development.
As a nation, across most racial and ethnic groups, we're making steady progress on health and education. On income, not so much. Between 2000 and 2010,
wages decreased by about $2,200.
Kristen Lewis co-authored the Measure of America report, and she says don't just blame the recession. This has been going on a while. Since the mid-1970s, gross domestic product has tripled.
You would assume that all that activity had translated into a vast improvement in people's access to financial resources.
But most income gains have gone to the top.
Ordinary Americans are now in their fourth decade of treading water when it comes to wages.
Some places do better than others. Vermont isn't a wealthy state, but it does a good job of raising its residents' life expectancy, education, and income. Louisiana, despite a booming petrochemical industry, does poorly by comparison at spreading the well-being around. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.